Blog Talk Radio. Because of the lion shall break every chain. Conquering lions shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Shalom, Brother Wallace.
Yeah, shalom, Brother Drew. And Sister on?
No, I don't see on the call board. If push one on your phone,
yeah,
if you're on the line.
See, you got that number I gave you?
Yeah, I'm looking for it on the call board.
618.
No, it's not. Let me, hold on. You'll have to call it after the water. Hold on.
You don't see it?
618. I got you. Yeah, I got it. 618, Joe?
Hi.
Yeah.
I'm here.
All right. Mm-hmm. We got them all.
Yeah, sure. Well.
All right. We got Sister Arlene with us. She's one of Kahane's top students. She was in our class for, I guess, over 20-some years. It's a long time, over 20 years. Sister Arlene, she comes out of a community of that all of them were farmers, She has a hell of a story, but she was one of the top readers, and she read for Cohen and I both. And 20 years ago, over 20 years ago, me and Brother Blue did this lecture. I got it on cassette. Me and Brother Blue did this lecture 20 years ago. So it's not a, it's just something that need to be talked about, because the history of this knowledge is talked about in secret society. You had to be a top-notch student in secret societies and belong to them to understand the word Illuminati. You had to be a top-notch that done studied many knowledges like we have and read many books on it. It's no secret. It's no secret. Ain't nobody getting, it ain't no mystery no more. When this knowledge first started out, it was called the Mysteries of God. That's what it was known, and then it became Masonic. And then through the years, what happened, Brother Drew, if you and I was Masons, say we and you was, and Sister was in the Scottish Rite Mason, and we decide, we still Scottish Rite Masons, that we're going to start our own secret society, and we aristocrats now. Always remember, the aristocrats started secret society. The aristocrats of each country started a secret society. We would say, well, we're going to start our own secret society. Well, this is what has happened down through the years, and how we know is that we're going to study the history of it. That's how we know it. We're going to find out something that is not taught in the no school system. And we ain't had sense enough, Brother Drew, to ask ourselves of a sign and symbol that you carry in your pocket 24/7 if you live in the country that believes in that sign and symbol, and it's this great seal. And I find it very interesting, Brother Drew, the way these are top notch. What we would, I put it like this, Masons that had broke away and found this out about how to rule up under the three ruffians of the Masonic order, how to rule up under this, the knowledge of the three ruffians. And if we go into the Bible, they put this shit and stuff in the Bible for the truth. And Cole and I peeped that a long time ago, because like I said, 20 years ago, I did a lecture with Brother Blue on it. I got it on cassette tape. Anybody want to buy one of those, I might sell it to you for about $2 or $3 or something like that. But I still got those cassettes. I'm gonna get them put over the DVDs. Brother Fred was supposed to do that for me, but he never did get that done. Brother George was supposed to get that for me, and he never got it done, Brother Drew. But I gotta get somebody. Brother Paul supposed to be gonna get it, but I got to get a camcord to put it. Something that I got to get that happened to take this cake we already did. In the Bible, you see two words in the Bible. It's only in the Bible two times, and it's the most two important words that's in the history of mankind right now. And that's the Psalm 68:4, and that's Yah. In the Bible, it's J-A-H, but that was translated out of I-A-H, original language of the Yalak Kadosh, which everybody spoke at one time. Anunnaki did. Spoke one language called Yalak Kadosh. it would be YAH in assembly form. And if we go to the 119 Psalms in the Bible, this language is in the Bible. If you take look at the 119 Psalms, you see Ali Bay, Gamea, Dolly Haywood, there's 22 of them. You take the vowels out of it, the 6th century Jews put in there, it'd be Abba, God, that'd be the original language. Just that quick, Brother Drew. We done transferred it into it. The other word you find at Isaiah chapter 14, 1 and 4 is 5. The number 5 in this Masonic order means power. Then they put it, Brother Drew, the 12th verse. The number 12 in the knowledge of the Luciferian means complete. And it reads like this: How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How hast thou cut down to the ground which thou weakened the nation? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend to heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the side of the north in the place of control. The north, key word, northern hemisphere. That's the key word there. This Lucifer, God, would come out of the northern hemisphere. This is where the subhuman live in the northern hemisphere. We know this as we speak. This is the Gentiles, the eyes of the Gentiles. Now, Lucifer is a Greek word, means the enlightened one. Ain't got nothing to do with no devil, no Satan. So, we up in the study, the knowledge of the Luciferian, what the Luciferian has wrote his history, we're down that we didn't go check it out because we didn't know what to check for, but we stumbled up on this, and it's a very interesting history of the Luciferians because as we speak right now, Brother Chu, if you don't know the knowledge of the Luciferians, your ass is in for a hell of a surprise less than 3 years from now. And for a definite fact, 7 years from now. Because this is the Great Seal's 243rd anniversary of being this Great Seal up under Luciferian teaching. And so what we had to do is apply them W's. We asked to ask ourselves, who is the Luciferian? What do this word mean? Where did it come from? Where did it first came from? Starting in a chronological order to see where did this great sign and symbol came from. In 25 A.D., I'm going to tell you a story. In 25 A.D. was the first Chinese secret society called the Red Eyes. They helped overthrow the Wang Mang dynasty. See, every government is ran by a secret society. You just got to know which one of them is the secret society. In 1090, the Hafiz, which was the assassin, which was a Muslim, they began a policy of assassinating the Turks. This was a secret society inside the Muhammad. At the end of the First Crusade, the Kingdom of Jerusalem was established, and Christianity, pilgrims flowed in. In 1129, they founded the Knights of Templar. And in 1244 came the Knights of Catherine. And in 1307, when you get Friday the 13th, they killed the leader of the Knights of Templar, and they went to Scotland. If you want to see a good movie that tells this history that of this happening of the secret society, get the movie called The Kingdom of Heaven and Braveheart. They tell you all the exact history of it, especially The Kingdom of Heaven. That's an awesome movie. They tell you all the history of this Masonic order, how they got ran into, what happened on Friday the 13th when they killed them. In 1614, this is the most important of the secret societies in today's society, was the start of the Rosicrucian movement in Germany. And we can see by 1689, when the Protocol of the Learned Elders of Zion was wrote, by 1689, what the Catholic Church had did to the Jews, and who was the German, they called them Goheen, that was in the Catholic Church, had did to the Ashkenazi, where Ashkenazi wrote a book that's 527 years old called the Protocol to Learn Elders of Zion. You can download it. We're going to do that book, too. You can download it on your computer and read it, and that book tell you everything that's going on right now as we speak. In 1717, the Grand Lodge in London was established. Now, this is where America starts, in 1717. The Grand Lodge was established in Great Britain. In 1737, Masonic Lodge was formed throughout Northern Europe. The Prince of Wales is the first royal initiate of those lodges. The one, 1776, this is the one that we're going to study the history on, was studied May the 1st, 1776, Alvin Weinstock founded the Illuminati to free the world from all established religion and political authority up on the great seal. 1789, George Washington is the first president of 20 presidents elected in the United States of being Freemason. George Washington was a Freemason that was against the Illuminati, but when Jefferson took over as president, he was with Weinstock, him and Benjamin Franklin. And funny thing about that, Brother Drew, guess what they were? They was Rosicrucians, meaning they were Jewish Masons, the Rosicrucians, which is in control now. And when we look at this history and why we say we face our documentation beats all bullshit conversations, off of this history, then we can see different histories coming off of here. You have heard this very often. Out of the Masonic Lodge came in the year 2000. They became president in 1832, the Order of Skulls and Bones, also known as the Brotherhood of Death, is founded by William H. Russell at Yale University. The year 2000, George Walker Bush is the third Bowman to be elected president of the United States after William H. Taft, George Herbert Bush, and Bush Jr. Two Bowman in 2004, two Skull and Bowman, George H. Bush, John F. Curry, ran against each other for president, cousins. See, that's what, when you know what the definition of the word aristocrat, that means the pure blood. That means a family. This means, see, we're dealing with bloodlines that came over here from England. You're dealing with it. And I want to say one thing, too, Brother Drew, for Sister Stewart, reading the documentation that we have on this, ain't a damn thing the men you can do about what's finna go down. Ain't nothing that you can do about it. You got to accept it because you ain't in no power. You're gonna be up under this government. You have to know what your place and how you fit in this government that's to be. All of this stuff, Democratic and party and organ and digging, that ain't going to be no more because they're going to do away with all of that kind of government. See, that's a government that's not recognized. We're going to go to what world government is fine is world government. Not, well, if you go into world government, a Democratic and Republican government is nowhere on the focus because the first five forms of Zionism is communism, socialism, favorism. Those are the forms of government that's in Zionism as we speak. Zionism is the number one, and the number two is socialism, number three is favorism. And number four is right wing. You don't have no room for that. So when we go to world government, study history of world government, this is what we're going to see, Brother Drew. Ain't no use to bullshit myself. This is the way I'm telling you like it is. I ain't cutting no corners with you. I ain't good. What's finna come down, it's finna happen. Ain't nobody can do anything about it. All of this, you think that you got some power, that voting is your power and all that. That's you can throw that out the dish because when Sister started reading, she gonna tell you how the Luciferians, how they have tricked the people that taught you, especially the religious people. So right now I'm gonna turn you over to Sister to read from history that's wrote in a book called Fossilized Custom, The Pagan Origin of Popular Custom, the ninth edition. I tell everybody this book costs less than $12. It's wrote by a rabbi named Lee White.
That's a good book.
He told the truth. That's all I can say. He did not lie. He did like David Icke and Jeremiah Stinson. He told the truth. He told the truth. You can take these people's knowledge of what they wrote about their people, you can take it to the bank as being the truth as we speak. Jordan Maxwell, all of these people, you can take it to the bank. They told us something that most people don't even understand and know of right now as we speak. Right now, I'm going to turn you over to one of our top readers in our class. And Sister, will you read for us? And if I want you to stop when you're reading, I'll holler at you, okay?
All right, I'll do that. Okay, protection and favor, everyone. The article that Brother Dwyer asked me to read is The Illuminati. And in recent years, there have been hushed whispers about the secret society called the Illuminati and their conspiracy to control the world. The Order of the Illuminati was founded May 1st in 1776 by Dr. Adam Weishaupt, born a Yehuda. He converted to Roman Catholicism and became a professor of canon law at the University of Ingolstadt in Bavaria. He became a Jesuit priest and then formed his own secret organization. The secret order began with five members, and each had a secret name. Weishaupt was Spartacus, and his chief assistant, Herr von Zach, took the name Cato. Weishaupt hoped to attract the German Freemasons, was unsuccessful. Finally, a few prominent citizens joined in Munich to receive the mysterious title Areopagus Gite.
Hold it right there. Let's do like Big Mama used to have me to do. Both my grandmothers, I had to read a paragraph, and then I had to go explain to them what was in that paragraph. If I couldn't explain, so they beat my butt. So I ain't gonna take it. But what you just read is that key words in here is May 1st, 1776, is a Weishaupt established with five. They only was five members. Now remember that it was only five members. It started with five members. And now they rule the world. But it started with five ministers, five guys, and these names, Spartacus, you see there, you made movies out of Spartacus. They told you there's something in the movies. This way certain movies got, but he was born a Yehuda. That means that he was born up under Yehudaism, meaning that he was a Rosicrucian. He converted to Catholicism. We had to understand that. And those are key things in there that further on down the road we have to understand that May the 1st, 1776 is very date, because May the 1st, 1776 is when the Constitution of the United States was wrote, and by three Masons. So you have to understand this, get that. Okay, and this next is that they are telling you that this secret society that he had broke off from another secret society, they started off with three different classes, which would be like Enterprise, Fellowcraft, and Master Mason. But he calls them a different name, but they would come up on the same name, as you would say in today's Masonic order, or just the Scottish Rite Mason. So go ahead on, so read the next paragraph there.
Okay, three classes. In 1779, Weishaupt divided his secret organization into three classes, Novice, Minerva, and Illuminati Minerva. Minerva is the pagan name of the mother of the sun from the mystic hymn of Orpheus, the hymn which are the basis of the Gregorian chant. Each candidate had to swear an oath to secrecy plus unconditional obedience to Weishaupt. One feature of their society was a most unusual system, a mutual espionage. Every member spied on every other member. When the novice was promoted to the manerial stage, a solemn initiation ceremony was performed. in a dimly lit room, the identities of other members of the society were revealed to him, up to and including the Minerva grade, but not the upper grade. By the time he reached the grade of the Illuminati Minerva, he learned the ultimate aim of the order.
Hold it right there, sister. Another key word in here is the Georgian chart. See, we on that calendar. See, let you know that how we are. And we've been tricked. And this here is letting you know that when you went through these three orders, you had to be initiated a year in each one of these orders. And then you learn what was the aim of the order, what was they there for. They had joined something that they didn't know about. These are all aristocrats. Remember, these are the aristocrats, which is called the pure blood, the certain pure blood. Okay, sister, go ahead on.
Okay, I want to read this last sentence. By the time he reached the grade of Illuminati Minerva, he learned the ultimate aims of the order, the abolition of all government inheritance, private enterprise, patriotism, religion, the family unit, and the creation of a new war order. Fascism had much the same objective, since the leader was the father and there was no room for any other allegiance. Weishaupt wrote to his chief assistant, Cato, the most admirable thing of it all is that the great Protestant and Reformed theologians who belong to our order really believe they see in it the true and genuine mind of the Christian religion. Oh, man, what can you not be brought to believe? Weishaupt knew how to lure the unsuspecting, and at one time wrote, "These people swell our numbers and fill our treasury. Great business, and make these people nibble at our bait. But do not tell them our secrets. They must be made to believe that the low degree that they have reached is the highest." Weishaupt gradually infiltrated the Freemasons on July 16, 1782, at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad. An allegiance between Illuminism and Freemasonry was finally sealed. On that day, the leading secret societies were infiltrated and to some degree united, numbering more than 3 million members.
Hold it right there.
Mm-hmm.
You see how many members they had? Now, remember, they started off with 5. Remember, these cats started off with 5 aristocrats. Now they got 3 million aristocrats. And then another key word was down there where you read where the leader was called father. What you call the Pope? You call him the father. So you know that he was part of this group, but he wasn't the organizer of the group, but he was part of the group, but he ain't the Luciferian, he ain't the top man. That religion is not the top religion, but he took on that name to let you know that he's with that group. Go ahead on, sister.
Okay, eventually the Bavarian government banned both the Illuminati and the Freemasonry on March the 2nd, 1785. Weishaupt was forced to leave the country. The Bavarian government heard 4 leading members of the Illuminati testify before a court of inquiry, exposing the luciferic nature of its aim. A voluminous array of documents were found in the Illuminati headquarters. The Bavarian government published them to warn all countries of Europe. The name of the document was The Original Writings of the Order and Sect of the Illuminati. Lucifer is a Latin word based on Lucia, light, and means light bringer. The word Illuminati means holder of the light. By the time the documents was published, 15 lodges of the Order of the Illuminati had been established in 13 American colonies. There was a lodge in Virginia that identified with Thomas Jefferson. In 1797, Professor John Robinson published Proof of a Conspiracy, in which he warned the world of the Illuminati infiltration into the Masonic lodges. Perhaps there is a connection between the American Revolution and the Illuminati. Dr. Adam Weishaupt, the Illuminati founder, adopted the familiar all-seeing eye symbol when he first set up his operation in Bavaria. This symbol is found on the back of the $1 U.S. bill. The Roman numerals at the base refers to 1776, the date he founded the Illuminati, and its quote, conveniently corresponds to the year of the United States Declaration of Independence. The eye symbolized a big brother and the mutual spying system of the domain. The Latin word above and below the eye on the dollar bill in translations means announcing the birth of a new world order. The all-seeing eye is seen as the mediation room, The all-seeing eye is seen in the meditation room at the United Nations building in New York City. The Great Seal was designed under the authority of Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, both Freemasons, and Benjamin Franklin, a member of another secret society, the Rosicrucians. The Great Seal. After Adam Weishaupt died, an Italian revolutionary leader became the director of the Illuminati, Giuseppe Mazzini, who held the position from 1834 to 1872. Mazzini gives the first letter to the acronym Mafia, M period A period F period I period A. And then, okay, do you want me to read what the...
You can skip that and go back to this mafia.
Okay, this mafia acronym developed in about 1859. The organization was previously called Camorra since 1800 and was an Italian criminal society. This information is supplied in the 1945 Encyclopedia Americana. Shortly after Mazzini took control, an obscure intellectual joined a branch organization called the League of the Just. His name was Karl Marx. Marx denounced the Masonic Judaism of his parents and embraced atheism, studied at the University of Bonn in Berlin, and wrote the book Das Kapital, laying the foundation of the communist movement set against private enterprise and property ownership. In 1847, Marx wrote the Communist Manifesto, which was basically a rehash of the writing of Adam Weishaupt. At this time, Mazzini selected Albert Pike to head the Illuminati activities in the United States. Pike was an admirer of the secret Hebrew cult of the Kabbalah. Mazzini, in a letter dated January 22, 1870, wrote to Pike, "We must create a super right which will remain unknown, to which we will call those Masons of high degree whom we shall select. With regard to our brother in Masonry, these men must be pledged to the strictest secrecy. Through this supreme right, we will govern all Freemasonry, which will become the one international center, the most powerful, because its direction will be unknown." This letter was published in the book Occult Theocracy by Lady Queen Burrow on page 2089. Supreme Councils were formed in Charleston, South Carolina, in the U.S., in Rome, and in Berlin, known secretly as Paladism. It is the cult of Satan in an inner shrine of a secret ritual to suppress all other secret rituals. On July 14, 1889, Pikes issued this statement to the 23rd Supreme Council of the World. That which we must say to the crowd is, we worship a God, but it is the God that one adores without superstition. To you, Sovereign Grand Inspector General, we say this, that you may repeat it to the brethren of the 32nd, the 31st, and the 30th degree. The Masonic religion should be, by all of us initiates of a high degree, maintained in the purity of the Luciferian doctrine. If Lucifer were not God, would Adonai, Yahshua, calumniate him? Yes, Lucifer is God. General Albert Pikes, the 33rd degree, quoted from the Freemason, the Organ of English Freemason, 19th January, 1935. In 1871, Giuseppe Mazzini issued a remarkable letter in which he graphically outlined plans for three world war. Until recently, this letter was on display in the British Museum Library in London. Pikes aided in making this plan known in the U.S. It was a blueprint for three wars called the Mazzini-Pike Plan. Its ultimate goal was eventual world domination. The letter outlined three relatively simple strategies. It called for communism, fascism, and the struggle for the Mideast to form a three global wars and at least two major revolutions. World War I was to destroy the Tsar government of Russia and replace it with militant atheism. World War II would begin by manipulating Great Britain and Germany to achieve a global war, which was done almost single-handedly by Adolf Hitler. World War III, a Mazzini-type blueprint, called for the firing up of the controversy between Israel and the Muslim world. They hoped that the Zionists and the Muslim would destroy one another and bring the rest of the world into a final conflict. The great battle would usher in a complete social, political, and economic chaos to fill the void created by the great battle would come a world government headed by the Illuminati, an Illuminati doctorate.
Lucifer is God, and Satanism is heresy. But let's go by this Mazzini plan. Let's see. Now we in this last phrase here, by firing up the controversy between the Israel and Muslim world. What the hell are we looking at right now? Huh? What is going on right now in the world? Let's look out there and see, can we find Israel and the Muslim world not fighting? Because they're fighting right now as we're speaking. We have seen World War One, Two. World War One, they done showed us enough movies on TV of them two walls and how them walls was fought. They done showed us all of this stuff. All of this stuff that they done not sin. Now, to make you understand a little bit better why they say Lucifer is God, go back into your Bible. This is something that Christians never understood. The Bible clearly tells you that Lucifer is the God on earth. And that the God that you're looking for in heaven ain't got a damn thing to do with nothing down here. He don't hear no prayers. He don't hear shit. You down here to put a test in, according to the Bible, the path to see when you follow the ways of the Luciferian doctrine. If you let it be placed upon you, if you don't believe what they school of thought, that's the understanding that your Bible gives to you. If you read that book properly and understood what it was saying, you hear praying to God, never hear your prayer. Ain't no such thing as he gonna hear your prayer. He can't hear your prayer because he gave the world to Lucifer for a certain period of time, which that period of time is running slow. How you know? You can tell by the weather that you're getting close to ancient Nibiru, where Adam Yah will send a laser down here and destroy it. That's the reason the Martians trying to get up out of here before that happened. So go ahead on, sister. Start that with this seal, the great seal. We're going to learn about this great seal now.
Okay, well, then it says the end of the internet data. So you want me to go on to the next? Because the great seal is on the previous page. Go ahead and read.
Read what you got in your book. Read what you got in your book.
Okay.
I'm looking at another edition, the new edition. That was the old one we had.
Okay. If you research a man named Ignatius de Loyola, you will find he founded the Lombardus, which eventually became the Inquisition. I don't wish to turn this book into a critique on politics, but the world is controlled presently by Ha-Satan, and you can see the conflict around the world are rooted in religious differences caused by his divide-and-conquer methods and driven by greed. Here in the U.S., Norman Thomas ran for president in 1936 on the socialist ticket and stated, "The American people will never knowingly adopt socialism, but under the name of liberalism, they will adopt every fragment of the socialist program, and the America will be a socialist nation without ever knowing how it happened." The word Nazi is short for National Socialist Party. The objective of fascism and National Socialism is government control of business, religion, the family, and the economy. Look up
hold
the definition.
Right there. Hold it right there.
Okay.
Because could you go back and reread where it says the American people will never, right there?
Okay, the American people will never knowingly adopt socialism, but under the name of liberalism, they will adopt every...
Hold it right there. Hold it right there. Under the name of the Democratic Party. Now, read.
They will adopt every fragment of the socialist program, and America will be a socialist nation without ever knowing how it happened.
Hold it right there. Now, let us look and see if that's the truth or if that's a lie, and the South done rose again through the Democratic Party with its Negroes, the ex-slaves. It clearly tells you right here. You done adapted. So what is Bernie Mac talking about right now? Huh? I mean, we ain't damn fools no more. This book right here, is it lying? Hell no, it's not lying. You can see where the people done already adapted this book. Already. look at the minds of the people, and especially the people that look like us. And see, this is how big a fool that you can see that somebody look like us is by reading these books right now. And they with the Democratic Party don't even know it's a socialist party. They talking about Democracy Party. That's what I say. When you say you something and don't know the definition of what you say you are, you're a fool. They make a fool out of you. Go ahead on, sister.
Okay, I'm going to start back from the definition of Nazi. The word Nazi is short for National Socialist Party. The objective of fascism and National Socialism is government control of business, religion, the family, and the economy. Look up the definition of fascism and Nazi in a dictionary, and you will be amazed that they are identical to the aim of the socialism we find ourselves surrounded by. Where is the Illuminati today? Let's find out. The Illuminati and the Council on Foreign Relations. Now then, the satanic plot was launched back in 1760 when it first came into existence under the name Illuminati. This Illuminati was organized by one Adam Weishaupt, born a Jew who was converted to Catholicism and became a Catholic priest, and then at the behest of the then newly organized House of Rothschild, effected and organized the Illuminati. Naturally, the Rothschilds financed that operation and every war since then, beginning with the French Revolution, and has been promoted by the Illuminati operating on various names and guises. I say on the various names and guises because after the Illuminati was exposed and became notorious, Weishaupt and his conspirators began to operate under various other names. In the United States, immediately after World War I, they set up what they called the Council on Foreign Relations, commonly referred to as CFR. And this CFR is actually the Illuminati in the United States and its hierarchy. So watch the behavior of this UN and the World Bank. Food control is one of their objectives. This is brought about by undermining foreign government using Jesuit priests under deep cover to create religious conflict.
Hold it. Just a minute. Just a minute. Hold it right there. This is the first time, and I think I have to go back, but this is the first time in 200 some years that they had a Jesuit priest. Did you hear me? The Pope that's now is he's a Jesuit. It's first time. Go ahead on, because I guess I just wanted to let us know that we're looking at some knowledge that you're reading about, that it's already here. All we have to do is look out there and see that this is the first time that a Jesuit pope has been named Promus Maximus in 200 years. It's the 13th century. So you can see that that's put in place right there. Go ahead, Alyssa.
Okay. The Vietnam War was fought over religion. The president of South Vietnam, Diem, was a Catholic and was persecuting his Buddhist subjects. North Vietnam was Buddhist and sought to come to the aid of their Buddhist brothers. You'll recall headlines with images of Buddhist monks in South Vietnam burning themselves in front of their pagodas to attract the world's attention. Religious bickering is causing the civil unrest in Northern Ireland and the Balkans, India, Africa, and Indonesia. They plant the seed of unrest, then come in with their international peacekeepers and on the surface appear to be the good guys. But the soldiers who work to restore the peace are what they internally call cannon fodder. All the while, they develop and test new deadlier weapons at secret facilities like Area 51 and encircle the globe with nuclear submarines. They have weapons in orbit which can target individual persons or shoot down planes which carry the people they wish to eliminate. Mysterious crashes for unexplained reasons occur all the time. But if you check the record of those who were on board the planes, you will find people of prominent influence every time. Planes would certainly explode for no reason or crash into the sea like John Kennedy Jr. did might not be accident they appear to be. I became aware of this possibility several years ago when I heard about the plane going down that had the U.S. Air Force procurement officer on board. The Illuminati controls political leaders with money and sex. As you see, those two issues swarm around them constantly. But we must live in peace and trust that all these wars, conspiracies, storms, earthquakes, firestorms, and other record-breaking natural disasters are signs that the end is near for Shatan. Whatever you see, wherever you see eagles or obelisks, Shatan cannot be far away. The seal
hold
of Masonry.
Right there. Hold it right there. You just said something that we're looking at in the news right now. If you reading this comprehension, and Sister Arlene just read something that we just seen this happen. How they operate, and I guess I see that time on the clock is running fast. We're gonna have to continue this next week, sister, if you don't mind.
I don't mind. I'm here.
Okay, we'll start where the seal of masonry.
Yes,
this is a very interesting book that we're coming out of. People, you can go up on the. It's called Fossilized Custom. Leaf White, get that book. Shema Yahweh, Yah Adonai, Ikah Kamadiyah. To next week.